The news about Philip Seymour Hoffman made many people stop and draw a breath. Hoffman was discovered dead yesterday.
He was 46, the winner of an Oscar for his portrayal of the writer Truman Capote.
Since I was a child, folks have thought they had me pegged because of the way I am, you know, the way I talk, and they're always wrong.
Hoffman could not have sounded more different when he played a rock journalist in Almost Famous.
These are people who want you to write sanctimonious stories about the genius of rock stars, and they will ruin rock and roll and strangle everything we love about it. You know, because they're trying to buy respectability for a form that is gloriously and righteously dumb.
He was a versatile actor, but more than that, Philip Seymour Hoffman made people feel the depth of his characters. Hoffman grew up near Rochester, New York. Early in his career, he acted in Scent of a Woman, supporting Al Pacino.
He was in the Coen brothers' film The Big Lebowski.
In the movie Doubt, he played a priest. A nun, played by Meryl Streep, questioned his relationship with a schoolboy.
You have no right to go rummaging through my past.
You have a history.
You haven't the slightest proof of anything.
But I have my certainty.
Have you never done anything wrong?
I have.
A mortal sin.
Yes.
Hoffman was found dead Sunday morning in a New York apartment. Police are investigating a possible drug overdose.